ngakhanya ngathiwa i-infrastructure bill leli lizanceda abantu abaningi ukuthi bathole umsebenzi obhadalayo in a competitive rate, plus ukuncedisa i-infrastructure. Sibone i-bridge yesterday, ngathiwa it fell because of non-maintenance. Sibona ama-bridge amaningi anjalo. I think 20 years ago sake sabona elinye in Arkansas elesitimela, isitimela sangena emanzini. Sabona futhi elinye in Minneapolis 10 years ago lalo futhi laqamuka. So into eqakathekile le is ukuthi ba-maintain i-infrastructure, imigwaqo, ama-bridges, everything, ukuthi kube le enough development and investment in the communities.
Lokhu kungaba kuveza yini ukuthi sizabona kusiba lokuvumelana entweni eziningi kuyiwa phambili phakathi kwama-Republicans lama-Democrats?
Ngibona ukuvumelana kwabo lokhu is a positive way forward, ngoba besikwazi ukuthi since Obama aza-electwe in 2008, ama-Republicans and Democrats bebengavumelani at anything, even the critical need areas. Enye into engiyibona ngathiwa izanceda in the future, sibone uloya kamongameli welizwe ophumileyo uTrump uGiuliani ebotshwa ngendaba zokuqamba amanga ngenxa ye-election. So sisibona ngathiwa ama-Republicans asebona ukuthi vele i-strategy sabo lesi esathi ino kuphela asisebenzi, ngoba abantu bonke sebebona ukuthi yibaphi abasebenzayo in Washington. And futhi in 2022 sesibona ukuthi sokubuya ama-elections midterm, and abaningi bangikhona are up for re-election.